Blog Talk Radio.
I confess, SOS, I need you daily. Can't lie, say the pain don't faze me. My God, who gon' help these babies? My.
I've been in the fire so long, I can't get burned no more. I thought you was putting out the flame, but it was rain from the storm. Thoughts over my head, making me stress all day long. They won't let me rest, hands on my chest. I ain't that strong. I need a lifeline right now. 911 won't do. My back against the wall now. Done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail. I'm lost without your help. I need help. Oh, Lord, I need your help. 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 Ooh, oh, ooh, Lord. But to tell the truth, sometimes I don't. But it ain't about my will.
Good evening, good evening. Tonight is Wednesday night, the 3rd of the new year of January 2018. We are in the Apple Valley Studio. Tonight we're Chris Frank, pastor, overseer, and founder of the Greater All Nations Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ. Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore, tonight is our Wednesday weekly night Food for the Soul prayer session. Tonight we will pray for you. All those in Radio Land, our call in number is 818-668-5328. So when you call in for prayer, we will take your petitions and prayers to the zone of grace. So call in. We're on for the next hour with you, and we're going to be praying with you and believing that you intercede. Now, if you made it over to 2018, that right there was a blessing in itself. You made it over. That means that you're ready for what. So give God some praise and thanks for that, because somebody didn't make it over during the year. Families are in bereavement that somebody passed on New Year's Day, didn't make it over to 2018. So if you made it, that's praise enough that you made it yet to see 2018. We wouldn't be here. We made it thus far. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 2018, time to get to God. Speaking of 2018 and things of that nature, Greater All Nations is having its 7th annual intercessory prayer conference on, and I'll give you guys the date, because I think it's importante that you guys know the date. So the date, it'll be the last Sunday I was informed in January, which is January the 28th, a 3:30 service where Bishop Moore, our national prelate, is going to be preaching. The glory to God on that day. That's the 28th at 3:30. So if you're in the LA area, come on down to the church. We would love to have you there. That is going to be January 28th, 2018 at 3:30. That is for the 7th annual Intercessory Prayer Conference. And if indeed you want to attend, you're more than welcome to come down. We welcome you with open arms. That is our announcements for tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Dr. Alfred Moore. God bless.
God bless you, Kitasha, tonight, and God bless you in Radio Land tonight. I'm excited to be on this side of life. The Lord has spared us, amen, to see 2017 end, and we entered into a brand new year. And this year, amen, my endeavor is to do better this year than I did last year. And I hope, amen, that is your cry to the Lord tonight. You want to do better in 2018 towards making your way to the kingdom of heaven than you did on last year. Yes, my brothers and sisters, death had its toll of 2017. Amen. I've heard many deaths. Amen. But thank God for his goodness he allowed us is to be on this side and to continue to give praise to him. As my announcer says, amen, tonight is Wednesday night. Tonight, amen, is the night, amen, that we will take your petition along with you to the throne of grace tonight. And I pray, amen, in this year that you prosper and be of good health and give glory to the Lord for what he has done and how he is keeping you and watching over you. I pray, amen, that your spirit might be built up more this year than it was on last year. Tonight, again, is prayer time, amen. It's prayer. And that means, amen, you can take your petition. You can tell Jesus what you want. And if you live right, you can ask him what you want. And the Lord said he would do it. I am a believer in faith. Sometimes I can't see it, amen. I don't understand it, but I believe. I'm a believer in the word of God. I stand on the word of God because it is his word, amen. I stand on his word. And if he just said in his word, amen, ask what you will. And if it's according to his will, he said, I'll do it. Beloved, tonight, praise the Lord. I'm so grateful, amen, for you continuing to pray with us, amen, in radio land, all over the nation, amen. Continue to pray for this, amen, ministry, that it may continue to reach out and touch somebody. And we know from the ratings, amen, it is touching somebody's heart. Amen. We thank God for you listening, amen. We thank God for you downloading, praise the Lord, these broadcasts. And again, amen, I want to say we thank God for Blog Talk Radio, amen, and for all the other podcasters, amen, that is helping us get this message across. Call your friends tonight. Do better, amen, in 2018 than you did in 2019. I want to hear your voice tonight. Amen. Call me and let me know you need prayer. And if God, amen, lay upon your heart, I'm talking about real people of God, they want to pray for me, pray for me. Call me, amen. We are the body of Jesus Christ. We're getting ready to open up these lines right now, praise the Lord. And we want you, praise the Lord, put on your spiritual ears right now. Amen. Take your crown of mind and lay it aside tonight. Put on your spiritual mind tonight and let us, amen, talk to Jesus tonight. God bless you tonight as I'm talking tonight. Praise the Lord. We have many on our sick list. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Many, amen, on our bereaving list tonight. We want to pray for. But I got a call from a young lady. Amen. She's somewhat probably in her 30s or early 40s. And she need a heart. And it says if she don't get that heart in 24 hours, amen, she's going to expire and leave this world. I'm asking you tonight, praise the Lord. Her name is Aisha. I'm asking you tonight, amen, is to pray for this young lady. And God, amen, give her a transplant. I know he can heal that heart, amen, that she's in. But pray that God will undertake it in her life right now. She's laying in the hospital somewhere. I just want you to remember her tonight, amen, as you're listening to the wavelengths tonight. Amen. Remember, amen, somebody is in great need tonight. Amen. We are suffering tonight, amen, from some kind of flu problem going around. Amen. It is, amen, spreading, praise the Lord. It is hitting our young people, our middle-aged people. It's hitting our old people. It's prayer time. A man should always pray and not faint. Don't you dare to faint at this hour. Whether you see any of your prayers being answered, believe the Lord going to do it for you. My announcer have given you these numbers tonight. Praise the Lord. Get on that telephone, amen, and call us tonight. Let us pray the prayer of faith along with you. Praise the Lord that Jesus can get the glory out of our lives tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just excited to be on this side. Praise the Lord. In 2018. God bless you tonight in Radio Land tonight. Amen. Call your friends tonight. Call somebody tonight. Let them know that Dr. Moore, praise the Lord, is on the air tonight with the staff here in Apple Valley. We're here. We're here tonight, praise the Lord, to take your prayer request. Amen to the throne of grace. Where there is unity, there is strength. The body of Jesus Christ, amen, we need to come together like never before. I'm talking about believers. Those of you that believe in prayer and those of you that know the value of prayer, prayer will change. Prayer not only change a home, prayer will change, amen, a nation. Prayer can change the world. Oh, if we can only get together and come against the evil. God bless you. We have a caller online tonight. God bless you tonight.
Caller from 310-447. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Katashi. Bishop, I'm calling for prayer for me, my family, my church. Great all nations.
Praise the Lord tonight, my brother. God bless you. Thank the Lord, amen, for seeing you on Sunday. Amen. Thank God for being able to talk to you right now. We're going to take your prayer along with you to the throne of grace. Brother Virgil, tonight, amen. I know you believe in Jesus, but I want you to hold the faith like never before. And I want you to tell the devil, amen. You know about his Christ right here. Almighty God right now, and my beloved brother,
yeah,
is bringing a petition to you right now, Lord. He releases the faith right now. And we walk by faith and not by faith. Lay your hands upon it right now, Lord. And give him strength and give him courage to walk on, Lord, in these last evil days. My God, I thank you for him right now. My God, he prays every Lord. He called in for prayer. Oh, Jesus, that you might strengthen him. And he called in, Lord, not only for himself, but he called in for his family. He called in for his church. After these prayers, Lord, we want to come together in unity. We want to grow, Lord, this year much more than we did last year, Lord. Keep him, Lord. Keep him in health, Lord. Keep him in strength, Lord. Then he can encourage others. He's the same right now. Walk with him tonight. Talk with him tonight. Strengthen him tonight, right now. Strengthen his household, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. My God, strengthen that little friend of his. And I forgot his name, but he knows who I'm talking about. My God, strengthen him tonight. Oh, Jesus, you know how to go down and bless that young man tonight. 2018, Lord, my God, we're going to give all our faith to you. I'm a host now. Heal him in the name of Jesus. Release that household in Jesus' name. I thank you for the call tonight. God bless you tonight. Brother, we believe the Lord is answering our prayer in 2018. God bless you tonight.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you.
Yes, sir. 2018, amen. Hallelujah. Listen, we were before the Lord in 2018, giving the Lord the praise for allowing us, amen, to see another year. But as we enter into the beginning of this year, it's not over yet. Make sure, amen, you're walking in Jesus. in 2018. Make sure you're walking in Jesus. We don't know the minute.
10518, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop.
Praise the Lord, Deacon Dennis. God bless you, my son. God bless you.
Amen. I'm calling for prayer for my brother-in-law, Clyde Moore, and myself. The Lord continue to touch. I wind up, I guess, with some old cold or flu or something. It's been kind of keeping me down for the last few days, but I know the Lord is able, and I know he will. Take care of it.
God bless you, Deacon Dennis. Hallelujah. We're going to take your request to the Lord right now. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. We come before you, Lord, and we ask you, Lord God, is to strengthen our immune system right now. You know what thing is in the air, Lord? It is affecting many of your people. But my God, you give us power is to rebuke these conditions. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Touch my deacon right now. Give him strength right now in his body right now, Lord. My God, Satan is bringing aches and pains in the body, soreness in the body. But I rebuke it. I bind it in Jesus' name. Reach out your hand and touch right now, Lord. Raise him, my God. Raise him up right now. Touch Brother Clyde right now, Lord. My God, Touch him, Lord. Touch him. Heal him. Heal him right now, Lord. My God, you're still God. You're still God. Your God and his sign thee, there is none other. We claim in victory, Lord. We claim in victory for the household in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, Jesus. I believe the Lord is hearing our prayers right now. God bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Caller from 661-495. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes. God bless you, Katasha. And Bishop
God bless
Moore.
You, Sister Priscilla.
Yes, my prayer request is for God to continually reach your radio ministry. And I need a special prayer request for the Cochran family, that God save all the souls of the children, nieces, and nephews. And a special prayer request for me to grow my strength in the Lord. That's my prayer request.
God bless you, and amen. A happy New Year's to you also.
Happy New Year, Bishop. Happy New Year.
Amen. We're going to take your petition to the Lord right now. Almighty God. In 2018, Lord, let it be new life releasing unto us. Lord, let something be. My God, new. Let it inspire us to want to run for you and serve you in 2018. We thank you for what you have done 2019. But Lord, elevate our spirit. My God, in this year, I pray in the name of Jesus, let us stand on your word. My God, let us stand on your word more in this year. In the name of Jesus. My beloved sister, right now, my God, we're praying for the bereaved, Lord. My God, that is in Phoenix, Arizona. Lord, we're losing people that we love and we know, Lord. But my God, you have not, nothing have been done that you didn't know was going to be done. You know that time was going to come. But oh, we thank you for them right now. My God, we thank you, Lord, for those that are left behind, those that are still breathing on this side. My God, go there, comfort them, consolate their spirit, Lord. My God, they have a burden, lift the burden up off of them right now, in the name of Jesus right now. My God, go there, Lord, if you spare on Saturday, Lord. My God, be there in that service, Lord. Be there, Lord.
Yes, my God,
strengthen them every day, Lord, strengthen them right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for my beloved sister calling right now, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for her love that she has for your people. I thank you right now. God, continue to bless the Lord and let your speed be with her right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank the Lord. God bless you, Sister Priscilla. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Call that number, Baba Hoshandali Bihita. Call that number tonight. Let us pray the prayer of faith along with you. Amen. Trouble is in the land. And there is no need of amen. We're trying to hide, amen, behind anything. Trouble is in the land. But Jesus wants to comfort his people. He wants to cover all his children under his wing like a mother hen do her little babies, amen. He wants to cover you, amen, from the storms of life, from the sickness, amen, that is coming upon this world. Jesus wants to cover you. Oh, praise the Lord. It's prayer time. Yes, if you can just release a little faith. It don't take much. Just a little faith. Just use what you got. If you can plant that faith of a grain of a mustard seed tonight, ever what's mounted in your life that you are trying to climb over, you can tell that mountain, be thou, move. And that mountain has to go tonight. And we all got a mountain that we struggle with. We're trying to climb over tonight. But amen, we ain't got to struggle with those mountains. We use our faith to tell them mountains to move out the way. We're using the power of Jesus. We are overcomers tonight. Believe me, God, there's some people out there, amen, that still can get a trial through. Heaven have a shutdown. Call us tonight. Call us tonight. Amen. We want to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. I have learned, amen, there are many people that are listening to us, but they have not yet called. But I'm encouraging you to call tonight. It's a lot of people that need tonight. Amen. I am in need of prayer tonight. Amen. I'm in need of strength in my body. I'm in need tonight. So I want you to pray for Dr. Moore and his family.
Caller from 213-509, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore.
God bless you. Dr. Moore here.
Hello.
We can hear you. God bless.
Hello, Bishop?
Yes.
Okay, hi, Bishop. My prayer request is to pray for me, my family, my friend Bonnie, my friend Jackie, and my cousin Lori out there in Arizona battling for cancer. And get me closer to the Lord and pray me out of prison walls as they frame Bishop across the world and the Fed.
God bless you tonight, daughter. Amen. We shall take your request. Amen. To the throne of grace right now. Lord, the ones behind prison walls, the ones that have cancer, and Lord, those that are just going through right now. My God, Sister Wanda is bringing these before you right now. Lord God, thou knowest all things. Thou beholdest the good and the evil. Lord, as we hear tonight, you know where each one of them is at tonight. You know their addresses, and you know what kind of condition they're in right now. But Lord, speak to their soul right now. Let their soul be well with you. And then, Lord, touch the physical body. Find God, find counsel tonight. Find that old enemy, the enemy, Lord. Find it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let somebody testify. Find God that you heal. That you heal. Find God, let somebody touch you tonight. Oh, the little woman said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I would be made whole tonight. Lord, let somebody's faith be released tonight. Find God and give you the praise and glory. Go behind the prisoner wall, but meet them there, Lord. Meet their needs and meet their condition there. Cover them under your blood, Lord. And let your word spread behind the prisoner wall. In the name of Jesus, bless my beloved sister right now, Lord. My God, continue to strengthen her, Lord. Continue to let her faith reach out and touch in Jesus' name. God bless you, Sister Wanda. We believe in Jesus
God
right
bless
now.
You too.
Amen.
Bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Call him up and tell him what you want. I dare anybody out there to get serious with you. Just get serious with Jesus.
Caller from 323-350, you live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. Caller, are you there?
God bless you, amen. Call back again, praise the Lord. Redial that number, praise the Lord. Don't let Satan cheat you out of your blessing tonight. God bless you.
Okay.
God bless you, caller. Okay, caller from 310-637. Live on the air with Dr. Moore.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. If you're going to be healed tonight, it is Jesus that will do it.
I hear the phone.
Hello.
Hello.
Live on the air with Dr. Moore. We can hear you.
Hello, Bishop.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you very plainly.
Okay, this is Sister Jennings. I'm calling in for prayer for my home and also myself. I got a cold or flu, whatever, but I'm just calling in for prayer for myself and my home.
God bless you, my Mother Dennis, tonight. Amen. That old flu demon seemed to be going around everywhere, but we binding that demon tonight. Amen. You ain't ready,
yes.
Your land, amen. As I take this call tonight, amen, I know many of you is also congested, and you got a flu, but touch and agree with me in Jesus' name, all over the land, amen, and let the power of Jesus dismiss this flu, amen, that is going around. Praise the Lord. Almighty,
yes.
God, in the name of Jesus right now. My God, look down upon Mother Jennings right now, Lord. She, Satan, amen, have thrown this flu up on her and got her congested in the body. Don't feel good. My God, with you, you fell for us a long time ago. My God, by your stripes, we are here. You heal all manner of disease, no matter what it was. You heal. You the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, touch. Then you're healing right now. Then you're healing right now. Oh my God, let your spirit go over that body right now. Cast him in another way. In Jesus' name right now. I rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hey, I release my faith along with your faith right now, Sister Jenny. And I'm believing the Lord is ministering to you right
now.
I'm touching you right now. Amen. Touching you right now in Jesus' name. Go with the Lord and thank the Lord for your calling tonight.
God bless you, Bishop.
Amen.
Caller from 323-350. You are live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you. Can you hear me, Katasha Bishop?
Yes. Sister Cynthia,
oh,
we hear you.
God bless y'all. Oh, God is good. I'm going to put my trust in the Lord because I know he'll make a way out of no way. And my faith
yes,
is in him. But I have a unspoken prayer request. God knows who I'm talking about, that the Lord may intercede and bring him up to where he's supposed to be, and, you know, just that, to let the Lord just use him and bring him to where he's supposed to be. And I have a special request on all those down there in Arizona. Uh-huh. All those down there in Arizona. And, Bishop, I'm praying for our church. I'm praying for you, Bishop, and you too, Katasha. I'm praying for my whole entire family as a whole, the body of Christ everywhere, in greater all nations, those behind the prison walls, and those that's on that sick list, even that one that's sick with this flu and stuff, praying for the United States, that the God may move and have his way with his children, keep covering us with the blood, and I grow stronger in the Lord. That is my prayer request for tonight.
God bless you, Sister Cynthia. I want you to touch and agree with me right now, because we're going to believe
Lord.
Jesus. Every one of these requests that you done, send up tonight, we're going to believe Jesus will answer these prayers for us. Praise the Lord.
Lord.
And first of all, amen, that unspoken request right now. I'm putting it before everything,
yes,
that
Lord.
Unspoken request right now. My God, you know what she's talking about. And you
yes,
know
Lord.
The need, and you know how to work with that. Lord, God is the prayer in that home. I pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, my God, Lord, my God. Minister there
in
the name of
Jesus.
Bring it out, Lord, that your name may be glorified. Oh, Jesus, strengthen her, Lord. My God, that she's satisfied. Work it with the Lord. Give us strength right now in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, touch in the name of Jesus. Touch in the name of Jesus. Let it not be from the lip, Lord, but let this be from the heart.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus right now. Lord God, there are many requests that she brought before tonight. You know them name by name. Lord, you know them place by place. Go there and minister to them right now in the name of Jesus. My God, there ain't no dissonant prayer. Go there in Arizona and my God, cover my dear blood right now.
Yes,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes to your will, Lord. Let them say yes to your will, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
No death to come in and take your people out. Lord, I say yes to you. Oh,
yes,
Lord, let peace abide in that land right now. I pray in the name
in
of
the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, and heal, Lord.
Heal in the name of
Jesus. Heal us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Pour out your spirit upon us right now. By the blood of Jesus, Satan, the Lord, rebuke it. Take your hands off of God's property in the name of
Jesus.
Lord, and give us strength at this hour right now. And we're going to give you the praise, Lord, for what you have done and what you have done in 2018, Lord. You get all the glory.
Thank you,
Jesus. In Jesus' name. And for the body of Jesus Christ, for greater all nations, Lord, we give you praise for it right now in Jesus'
name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Continue to pray for us. Amen. Sister Zen.
Yes, Lord. I love you.
Yes, Lord. Yes. All right. Oh, Jesus is good. I bless you tonight in radio land. I praise the Lord. Call him and tell him what you want. He knows what you need even before you ask him. But he wants you, amen, is to acknowledge that he is God Almighty. And he wants you to ask him because we are his children. Our Heavenly Father cares about us tonight, and he cares about our needs. It doesn't make any difference what creed, race, color we are.
Caller from 702-559, you are live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hey, Daddy.
Praise the Lord tonight.
Hey, Dad. It's me. I'm calling in for Aisha. I just got a little bit of news that she's still in the hospital. She's in UCLA hospital. She's still not doing good. Her heart is not doing good still, and she's very weak. And they're still trying to get her prepped up for heart transplant. Her organs and everything they had shut down for a minute, but now they're trying to pick back up, but it's still up in the air because they're saying they're gonna give her like 48 hours. Hopefully they have hopefully she'll be ready for a transplant within 48 hours, if possible.
God bless your daughter. Praise the Lord. I had heard from her earlier. Amen. When they were giving her 24 hours. Praise the Lord. We're in prayer. Amen.
Okay.
But we're going to, amen. I see God has extended that from 24 to 48. Amen. Jesus is moving by his spirit right now.
Yes.
Oh, almighty God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, just move by that bedside in that hospital right now. And let her know, Lord, that she is not alone. Let her know she's not alone. Cover her there, Lord. Let your divine presence be in that hospital room. Where she lying at right now. Lord, I know all kind of thoughts running through her mind right now. Well, Lord, go there. And calm that mind down. Calm that mind down. Speak to her spirit. Speak to her spirit. Oh, let her know that you will be with her even to the end of the world. My God, and let her transplant come fast, Lord. Oh, heal that heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, right now. I thank you. Oh, for the daughter that's calling in for right now, Lord. I thank you for our standing in pocket right now. Lord, we are holding up before you right now. In the name of
Jesus. Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Martha said to my brother, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died.
Yes.
And Jesus said, where is he? He said,
yes,
I am not. And the life. Lord, I know you can raise a your will right now. I know you can raise the Lord. And we're going to give you the praise and the glory. Lord, work a miracle in her life. Work a miracle in her life. Say that, move your hands off of her life. Move your hand off of her life.
In your name, Lord. In your name.
Oh, we forbid it in the name of Jesus right now.
In the name of Jesus.
We take authority over that spirit right now in Jesus' name. We claim victory in the name of
Lord.
Jesus. God bless
in
you,
daughter.
Thank you for calling. Amen.
Thank
and just keep up in prayer. Amen.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Jesus is on the main line. Just call him up and tell him what you want. Rebuke that spirit tonight, church. All over the land. Rebuke that foul spirit tonight. Be strong in grace. That is in Christ Jesus. 2018, I want every believer to declare your power in Jesus. Yes, we walk by faith and not by sight. Tell Satan you claim your children back. In 2018, you claiming yourself back. You, amen. You hold a generation. The amen that done dropped the Lord. Claim him back in 2018. Let us raise up an army. And come against, amen, the principalities and power, the spiritual weakness in high place. Let us come out, come together. Let the body of Christ march together. If you don't stand up, amen, you haven't seen any sickness yet. But I tell you, the Lord will, praise the Lord. If you stand up, everything the locusts done took from you, everything did and ate up, the plum wines and ate up, the Lord will restore those things back to you. But you got to stand up and sigh the Lord. All the Lord wants any of us to do is be real and sincerely in him. He just wants you to be real. Be sincere in him. Then you can ask what you want. And you can see it being done right before your eyes. There is a speedily thing the Lord has done. Amen. God is going to speed up miracles in these last and evil days. We're going to see more miracles than we have ever seen before. The Lord wants you to get used to miracle because when the lion one comes, he's going to bring miracles too. Come on, saints. Call tonight. God bless you tonight. Amen. I just want to hear you. And I know you got a need out there tonight. Mothers and dads, I know the hospital is full. Amen. Your babies are sick tonight. Call Jesus. The doctor's hand is full tonight. Call Jesus. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord tonight. All ye land, know ye not that you didn't make yourself, but it is the Lord that made us. Hide not thou face from my sin that blot out all of my transgression. Lord, hide. Don't hide your face from my sin, because I'm here tonight to ask you to forgive me and blot out all of my transgression. Blot out all of my sin. Only the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Oh, I mean, who knows if you repent tonight, whether God will, amen, leave a blessing instead of a curse tonight. Who knows? Come, come, come. Come now and let us read them together. Says the Lord, though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come tonight. No matter, amen, what color you're sin is, come. The Lord can wash away your sins tonight. All he wants you to do is come. Let us reason together. Talk to the Lord, and the Lord will talk back to you. Prayer is a communication, a line open, amen, to talk to Jesus tonight. Prayer is that line. Pray till you can't control, amen, your own thoughts. Pray until the Spirit of the Lord take over in your life and be behold and be ministering to you. Pray. Seek ye the Lord while he might be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon us. Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. Turn, 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 turn from your wicked ways. Come on, 2018. We want to march as soldiers before the Lord with holy hands. When we lift up our hands, amen, we want them pure before the Lord. My God, when we give him praise, amen, we want our hearts pure before him. You'll see, amen, God drawing men unto the church like he did in the days of Acts, amen, as he added 3,000 souls to the church in one day. You'll see God, amen, doing miraculous things, but you got to come pure. I heard the Lord say in Jeremiah 5 and 1, run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and now, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places, whereof, if you can find a man, if there be any that will execute judgment, that will seek the truth, and I will pardon it. How shall I pardon thee from this? Thou children hast forsaken me. And the sword of them, no God, when I have fed them to be filled, they have committed adultery and assembled themselves by troop to the harlot. God says, I done blessed your land. I done blessed the fruit of your land. And what have they done? It'll turn around and allow me to say, they don't spit in my face. They won't bless me. But find me a man, find me a man, find me a woman that'll run to and fro up the streets of America and stand for justice and stand for righteousness. In this adulterate generation that we're living in now, find me somebody. Well, God, how? Somebody. He told Elijah, I got 8,000 that have never bowed their knees down to Baal. God got some men and some women out there that are standing up, amen, and they will not bow down to Baal. It's prayer time tonight. I'm here tonight along with my staff to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Oh, the Lord is good. I believe, amen, there is going to come a great blessing in 2018. Don't let your mind rest on the things, amen, that's in the past. Tomorrow is over with, amen. You can't bring that back, but you can look forward to a new day. Forget those things that are behind you and reach for those things that are before you. I'm pressing for a mark of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm encouraging you to press with me tonight. All you in radio, press with me. That, amen, your family will come to the Lord. Your church will grow, amen. Your home will be sanctified. Press with me tonight. Because the devil is not going to give up. Amen. The devil is not going to get up. Don't worry, amen. We're going to defeat, amen, the works of Satan. We must stand up, amen, in prayer and communicate with Jesus. This is your night. This is your time, amen. If you listen for a blessing or want a blessing from the Lord, amen, call that number. We are just here, amen, is to pray with you. Jesus said in the 17th chapter of St. John, I believe, he said, Father, make them one as we are one. Make us one tonight, Lord. All over the land, Lord, make us one as you and your Father are one. Make us one tonight. Give us one mind. Let us be of one accord tonight. Let us come against Satan in every way. Thank God for Jesus tonight. Blessed are those who iniquity are forgiven and whom sin is covered. Blessed is the man, amen, whom the Lord will not impute sin. Romans 4, 7 and 8. Blessed tonight. And be ye kind one to another. Be tenderhearted. Forgive one another. Even as God for Christ sake has forgiven you. Ephesians 4 and 32. Listen, you can't hold nothing against your brother or your sister and expect a blessing from the Lord tonight. If you want the Lord, if you want, amen, to be forgiven, you got to first forgive. There is no need of you asking God for a big miracle in your life, amen, and you won't forgive, amen, somebody here on earth. If Jesus forgave you for your sin, so shall we forgive anyone that trespass against us. It may not be easy to the flesh, but Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I'm praying now, amen, this there are no callers. I'm praying for all of those that are on the sick list. Amen, a great all-nation Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ. Lord, there is multitudes, and I shall not dare to try to call them all by name, but Lord, I set them before you tonight. And I want you, Lord, to minister to their spirit right now. Even some asleep, Lord, and don't know where you're praying for them. But, Lord, I'm praying for them tonight. I'm praying for your people all over the world tonight. Lord, touch in the name of Jesus. Touch in the name of Jesus. Touch that little child, Lord. Touch that little daughter tonight, Lord. My God, Lord, touch that young man. Touch and heal in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, tonight I pray for the sick tonight. All over the world tonight, I pray for the sick tonight, Lord. Stretch out your hand and touch in the name of Jesus. Heal your people tonight, Lord. Heal them, Milton, Lord. Heal them emotionally and heal them spiritually tonight. My God, heal them physically tonight. Heal them in the name of Jesus. Heal them tonight, Lord. My God, now those that are oppressed tonight, my God, being put under pressure tonight, release that pressure off of them tonight. Reach it down and touch them tonight. My God, those that are incarcerated everywhere, my God, be there with them tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel the anointing of the power of Jesus in the studio right now. God bless you. God bless you. And ready on that call tonight. Let us know, amen, that you hear us on the air tonight, and we will take your petition along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Just think about it. The Lord didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to let animals cross over to see 2018, but he did. And And if he was to come now, you wouldn't have no excuse to say, Lord, I didn't know. God is giving you chance by chance, and you are procrastinating, amen, every day. Lord, I'm coming. Lord, I'm going to do better. But God, amen, is coming one day, and he's going to catch you. And every way he catch you, that's the way you're going to be judged. Don't let him catch you with your works undone. It is appointed unto man to die, and after death then come judgment. We all, amen, going to have to die, leave here. We all, amen, going to die one day. But a saint of God, if you die now, amen, you don't have to die no more. You just sleep away when the Lord just come and take your breath away. You don't die. You just sleep in Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Call me tonight. The Lord wants to touch you. The Lord wants to heal. Amen. Above all, amen, the Lord wants your soul more than he wants your body. He'll heal your body, but he wants your soul whole. If you're not sure tonight, if you're really not sure tonight that you know Jesus, call this number. And I guarantee you, when we get through, you have the assurance, I know Jesus. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah tonight. Yes, amen. I get excited by the word of God because the word of God excites me. Amen. I'm so little when it comes down to the word of God. Amen. And he's so great. He's awesome. He's wonderful. And the prayer of the faith, James 5:15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Let him know that he which converted the sinners from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. God's word say he hired a multitude of sin. But you got to confess your sin. If we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleans us from all sin. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to clean us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:7-9. God bless you tonight. This is Dr. Moore tonight, amen, along with the staff, praise the Lord, in radio land saying, my time has come. We love you. Continue to pray for us. Amen. Until next week, in Jesus' name, into the hands of my announcer.
Yes, yes, and yes, everybody. That was awesome. Please continue to say prayers for Aisha Smith out of UCLA down in Westwood. Please pray for her. Also pray for the Cochrans. They lost their dear brother, Brother Johnny Cochran, and the sister as well on the Cochran side out of Phoenix. The funeral will be this Saturday, so say prayers for that family. This is a double funeral. Also, keep Bishop in your prayers as he may be going down for the funeral. He needs all the prayers so he can be strong and have strength for the family as he is there to pray for them. He won't do the service, so just be there as a leaning hand to pray. So say prayers for him for traveling grace if he is going. As well, say prayers for somebody else other than you and have somebody pray for you. Until we speak to you again, we love you. And good night, everybody. Bye-bye.